Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, while people are saying there is peace and security. Then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light, children of the day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come. Now, whoever picked this text for this week is poking a bit of fun at the apostles, I think. They heard that it would only be a little while that Christ would be gone from their sight, then again a little while until they saw him again. And when they, like we, could contemplate this with clarity of faith in the resurrection's light, they saw that nothing was outside of the Lord's power, and he went just as it was foretold, as he himself had set up his own destiny. And the conclusion of that is that our destiny also should be sure, that there is nothing for us to fear. Our Lord has overcome the world. He is the judge, and the ruler of this world now is judged. Jesus has all things in subjection under his feet. So when he stood with that mountain under his feet, when he was about to be parted from his chosen disciples, for again only a little while, and only in sight, that is when they decided they would blurt out, "All right, Jesus, is now the time that you're going to restore the kingdom?" Or as Matthew says it, they worshiped him, and some doubted. These brothers still needed to have something written to them about times and seasons. They were not aware in the least that the day of the Lord would come like a thief in the night, that is, unexpectedly, at a time unknown to us, only known, in fact, to the Father himself. And they were not clear that his kingdom was founded by his death, secured in his resurrection. They were not keen on his ascension to the Father, the ascension to the heavenly throne, rather than to a local visible one in Jerusalem. While people are saying there is peace and security, the constant refrain of false prophets in the Old Testament, then sudden destruction will come upon them, like labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. Now, this is a passage that we expect to hear at the end of the church year, maybe at the beginning of the next one, Advent. This is the second coming's talk. We hear it a week now before Christ's ascension instead. It's necessary that the disciples and Mary hear that Jesus is going on to his Father, and that they should rejoice at this, that it is to their advantage that he go. It is for true peace and security that he is risen and that he ascends to the Father's right hand, as he showed them in his risen wounds on Easter night. Would they so quickly then look to the stones of Jerusalem again for peace? Those stones will soon be overturned, never to be rebuilt. And even if someone should amass enough red heifers to rebuild it, what good would it do when its glory has departed? The eyes are not to gaze into heaven. Faith is to see there far more clearly according to Christ's promises. And then the eyes will behold him at last, at the last day when he comes again in glory. Those who gaze at Jerusalem and those who would set their hearts there will find his return devastating, as it was in 70 AD also. But you are not in such darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. Because you are all children of light. You're children of the day. Christ is risen, never to die again. He has ascended on high, taking captivity captive, reigning over all, and ensuring true peace and security by his blood alone. And so Paul goes on to say later in this chapter, God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. There the Lord put his own Son under wrath in order that judgment day might be taken care of and that the verdict might be spoken then and even now also. Father, forgive them. And that is good news for doubting disciples. That is good news for those of us who might be worried about times or seasons or cities and heifers or budgets and elections, when we should have known better, when maybe we should have been actually much bolder, as our hymn tried to encourage in us. You are of the light, just as the word and the promise of holy baptism have always said of you. You are not the kind to be caught off guard by tragic or fruitless labor pains, but you are like an expectant mother, like the one we heard about just a few Sundays ago. You are one who is waiting for our Lord, but waiting eagerly, expectantly, and very actively for just a little while, until the advent of our Savior, your Savior, who forgives your sins, who raises the dead. And so then, why ought you not live as people of that kind of day, of that kind of light? You are not to be pitied in this world. You do not live a lie. You are not left to be caught off guard and surprised and devastated like someone who has misplaced or confused hopes. You are those who have and who will obtain mercy, destined not for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, who is risen for us, who is ascended for us. Ascension, then, is your touchstone, dear Christians, of hope and therefore of boldness now. Let it make you fearless until the Lord's time does come and you do see him again. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.